whoever made a success kid meme donated a dollar, we could help save his dad's life or something like that. We raised way over what we needed.
The voice you're hearing is the voice of Lainey Griner. Her son, Sam Griner, became Success Kid, one of the most famous memes of our time. The meme has since taken off and become a worldwide sensation. This podcast will focus on what Lainey, his mum, has to say about the whole experience. Welcome to episode 2 of the Oops, I'm a Meme podcast.
We're living life in a world of scenes. Set yourself down to make some tea. Think a little while about other folks whose lives now lived as online jokes. One day they woke to viral fame and never seen the same again. Who's that face upon my screen? Oops, 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 oops. I'm a meme.
Hello and welcome back to the Oops, I'm a Meme podcast.
I'm Maddie. I'm still stuck in the glory days of YouTube 2012.
My name's Lucy and I'm the resident TikTok connoisseur.
Hi, and I'm Anna. The largest amount of retweets that I've ever gotten is 5.
In Oops, I'm a Meme, we interview guests about their accidental fame and truly investigate how a viral moment has impacted their life. We're back with a second episode today. Honestly, guys, not sure I expected we'd make it this far.
It's great.
Exciting though. And coming up today, Lucy will be having a chat with Success Kid.
One of the OG memes of our times, as we all know.
I'm so excited to hear what you have to say with him. I mean, he's a cultural kind of stepping point.
Cultural icon.
For a lot of the internet, really.
Yeah. I mean, he was literally like the first meme I probably ever saw, ever.
Absolutely. He created a whole format. Like, I associate that meme text in that white, bold, capitalized meme font with Success Kid, mm-hmm. no doubt. We're also going to be seeing who the winner of the meme of the week is. I've got quite a lot of confidence in my meme this week, actually, Lucy.
Yeah, to be fair, it's a poo joke. No one can beat a poo joke.
Even the word poo.
True, nobody can beat a poo joke. Hey!
Explain, Maddie, what your meme of the week is this week.
All right, so my meme this week comes from Twitter again. Yep, real symbol of how I spend my time. So I found this guy. He'd gone a little bit viral. He's a year one teacher, very sweet, maybe 5 or 6 year olds that he teaches, so very young kids. And he asked his class to tell him a joke. So they each obviously got up and told the joke to the rest of the class. And he has made a thread analysing their jokes, and it's absolutely brilliant. But my favourite one of all of them is, as we were saying, a poo joke from a little boy called Jack. He said, "What did the toilet say? Poo."
Classic.
The teacher's analysis is poo joke. Too easy. The class erupted in a fit of laughter. However, I found it cheap, lazy, and crass.
Boo.
You'll probably end up enjoying Mrs. Brown's Boys. Bang average, 5 out of 10.
So brutal. Poor Jack.
That's just not better than a poo joke.
He did his best.
Yeah.
And then that's what he gets.
I feel like I think
the teacher's in the wrong profession if he doesn't find poo jokes funny.
Or has he heard too many poo jokes? That's probably the situation we're in. He's being bombarded by poo jokes.
Yeah, standard has just been elevated too high.
Anna, what have you got to share with us today?
So my meme comes from deep depths of TikTok.
Hey.
It's very current. It's not kind of like really a meme, but I decided that it is because obviously I'm the niche meme supplier. So in the really sad events that have happened in the past couple of weeks related to Sarah Everard, and there was obviously lots of content coming out, and I saw this video of this girl, and she's just basically dancing, doing like a typical TikTok groove. And then there's some text on the video that says, "I mean, not everybody's a robber, but we all lock our doors, right?" And then a text underneath in her caption that says, "Not all men though, right?" And I found that kind of like, you know, there's some spice in that meme. There's some like...
Very relevant.
Yeah. And they're throwing some shade.
A little bit of shade.
Exactly. Important shade.
Yeah, that's what's needed.
I just appreciated the post, really.
Love it.
But yeah, Lucy, what's, tell us about yours.
So mine just reminded me of myself, to be quite honest, which I think, yeah. It's the picture we've all seen, the one of Piers Morgan storming off the set of Good Morning Britain. And it's captioned, "When Toby Carvery tells you there's no giant Yorkshire puddings," that is me. I'm like ready to leave. Don't want to hear it. You, I've had enough. Maddie, don't you have a funny story about Toby Carvery?
Oh my God. Okay, Lucy's dredging up a story. It's very embarrassing. As soon as I pass my driving test, where do you go? You go to some kind of drive-through of some kind, right? And I chose to take my boyfriend to the very romantic location, Toby Carvery.
Hey.
As soon as I pass my driving test. So pull in to a empty car park. And when I say empty, I mean deserted. There was tumbleweed. And yet I still managed to mess up my parking. So not only was I parked across the line, I was also parked at an angle. There's a photo that exists somewhere. And honestly, it's not my proudest moment. But I was just so ready for those Yorkshire puddings.
It's because you didn't have time for parking. You were like ready. You were like, you're going in. You were hungry. You were ready to sit down and eat.
Who has time to park?
Give me the all-I-can-eat buffet.
The best thing about the Piers Morgan meme is it's evergreen, actually. I don't think we've seen the end of this. You know, it could work in so many different formats.
100%.
I bet it's going to be resurfacing for the next year.
I hope so.
100%.
To the piss out of them, it's great.
It's another lockdown, and Piers Morganing it out of here.
Off you go.
So you've heard about the memes, but you've got to stick around till the end to find out exactly what our audience think was the best meme.
You, the listener, can take part in the Oops I'm a Meme poll by simply following us on Instagram at Oops I Am Podcast. On a little bit of a deeper note this week, because my interview that you'll hear in a moment is, it kind of touches on this kind of thing. We think that it's really important that as an internet community that we look out for one another and keep each other safe. We've all seen it. We've all seen that people that go viral, they get the mick taken out of them. They might get a little bit bullied. People can just be generally nasty. You know, the keyboard warrior kind of stereotype comes out.
A really interesting angle about meme culture and bullying online, I guess, comes from the fact that a lot of people are accidental memes. You know, they didn't ask for this attention. They didn't immediately, a lot of our guests didn't immediately put themselves in a position, in a public-facing position. So I think it adds a real sting in the tail of a lot of nasty comments that they get.
Absolutely.
Because it's not warranted.
Yeah, totally. And obviously letting people take control of their narrative and whatever way a story is spun, letting them spin it the way they want to and tell, you know, get the more positive element out of it. And actually, I guess it kind of is what the mom of Success Kid did, isn't it, Lucy?
Yeah, you'll see in the interview that Lainey, Success Kid's mom, she talks about how when the meme was first circulating, a lot of it was Sam being a bully, and Sam, who is Success Kid, by the way, knocking down other kids' sandcastles and being portrayed as this like awful, horrible demon child. And Lainey was thinking, oh God, I really don't want my son to be associated with this. Then when she found Success Kid, which was this nice, happy, kind of cheerful meme, she was really happy about that and really wanted to share that. So shall we hear what Lainey has to say about Success Kid?
Go for it.
I'm really looking forward to this one. Hey!
How does a toddler shoving sand in his mouth on a beach create the entire meme concept? Sam Grinner and his mum Lainey managed to do just that back in 2006 whilst taking pictures for his mum's new Flickr account.
So that day, it was August 26th. I just happened to look that up today. So in March of that year, that's when we get our tax returns here. So we usually get a little bit of money back. And when I had Sam, you know, he was born 6 weeks early. He was premature. I had to be induced because I was really sick. And so I had taken so many pictures of him since he was born. And but I had a really crappy little camera. We were really broke. And so my husband, he used our tax return to get me a nice camera, like a good digital camera. I wanted to go to the beach that day to, I don't remember, we were just sitting around, but I was like, I just want to go take pictures of Sam. I just wanted to use my camera, and I'd been just using it like around the house. And so we went out to the beach. There's like no one around. And so I just set him down on the ground and he was crawling, and he was 11 months old then. So the babies just crawl a little bit and then sit back on the butt. And they always pull up things to their mouth, you know, whatever's in their hands. They just put everything in their mouths. I really just wanted a smiling baby picture, you know. It was just like I had this, you know, image in my head. He kept crawling and sitting down, and then he'd pull his fist up. And he has like sand on his lips in the picture. I would like pull his hand away. I was like, "You see it?" You know, like just trying to get him to smile. And so I just was like laughing because the space he was making. And so one of the times I just happened to snap it right as he was pulling it up to his face, up to his mouth. And so then he was making that face. I think I took two other pictures, and then it started pouring like right after that picture, which is weird because it was a really clear looking day. When we were at the beach, you can see for a long way. And so it started pouring, and we ran to the car. And on the way home, I'm looking through the pictures, and I was kind of like bummed at first, like, oh, I wish I would have gotten this or that. But I was like, oh, this is a really funny picture. But I didn't really think much of it. And then when I got home, I had just signed up on Flickr. That was like a brand new site at the time. The only social media was MySpace then. So there wasn't even Facebook, I don't think. I uploaded it to my Flickr, and I had photography friends, and they were helping me learn and stuff, critique me and stuff. But everybody, all my friends really loved it. They just thought it was really funny. Yeah, everyone just thought it was really funny. And they were like, oh, this is going to be, I don't know. People were just giving these great comments. And I was like, wow, I'm surprised that people like it so much.
So how did it become viral?
I was on Facebook. I started seeing it places. And I was like, what? This is really weird. The first version was it said, I'm a F you up, you know, and there was like a photoshopped kid in the front, and it made him look like a bully. Like there was another one that said, I hate sandcastles, and both of them used this photoshopped kid in it. I don't know why they put this photoshopped kid in the background. And the kid's just looking all upset, and then Sammy's just like, so I didn't like, I'm like, oh, why are they making him look like a bully? He was really happy, you know? He's only like two or three at this time. So I'm just like, oh, I hated seeing my little boy like that. But I was realizing like, this is out there. I mean, because at first I would see it places and I would, you know, post comments, please take this down. This is my son. And I would get like, you know, trying to be all authoritative, like, you know, remove this immediately. This, you know, you don't have the right to do this. And I didn't know what was happening. It was just so bizarre. I didn't even know the word meme. I mean, this was all brand new, like totally brand new.
Must have been quite scary for you.
Yeah. I mean, definitely at first, because when they're little, there's just like, all you can think, there's just like this window of like, I've got to get him through this vulnerable, scary time. On Flickr, there are a lot of kids' pictures being taken, babies and little toddlers and stuff, and used in like weird ways. I don't even know if it's creepy, just weird. I don't know. Just made you uncomfortable. And one day I saw the version with the blue little cutout background, and it said success kid. And I was like, oh, please let this be the one that sticks, you know, because that I can handle that. Yeah. That's better than like, I'm a F you up. I don't want my baby associated with, you know, the fuck, you know, that's a bit much. So I was really happy when success kid came about, and he was like, oh, it's so positive. And because he was a preemie, he was in the NICU for 6 weeks, and he had to have brain surgery before they left, so he had like a rough beginning. So I was like, oh, success kid, I love that. It's like a little superhero baby. So then, yeah, that was the one that stuck. I mean, you have no control over that. None.
Do you think the picture will impact Sammy's future? For example, like, I'm in the middle of applying to jobs at the minute. And
yes.
Obviously, they like Google your name and like old pictures
that's
of me
so
come
weird.
Up.
Yeah, you know, that stuff never even occurred to me. I didn't make his meat. You know, I just posted a picture of my baby.
Yeah.
And the internet did that. So I have been glad that it's positive, because you don't really control what version the internet decides to favor, you know. So I was really happy that it was positive and something that could age well. I mean, I wouldn't imagine it would be bad. That's been something I've been conscious of since I started, was trying to keep a good, you know, reputation for like who we worked with, you know, who we licensed it to, things like that. I never really thought about that, but everything's been pretty positive.
Who have you licensed it to?
You know, the first use of it was, and this was kind of how I realized it was really big, was Virgin Mobile in the UK had billboards all over London, and it was, they called him Tim, and they made his shirt red for their branding, but that was before it was like really big, so that was like the first thing. And then it was also the vitamin water they did, and then there was a couple of cereal ads that used to hear. It was in a Coca-Cola commercial for the Super Bowl, which is, you know, Super Bowl.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that was a really big deal. That was in 15. And it was really positive. It was this anti-bullying campaign that they were doing. So it was really sweet. For me to have it, you know, be a kind of a business or anything, it's pretty amazing.
Is it true that Obama used it in his campaign?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the best. That was the best. I was like super excited. They got in touch with me and they wanted to just use it on Twitter to promote the Affordable Care Act, which was a big thing for me too, needing insurance and all of that. So yeah, they posted a tweet with the name on there. It was really cool.
How does Sam feel about the picture? Has he got any opinions on it?
He's kind of indifferent. I don't know. Like sometimes he likes it. You know, we did that BuzzFeed video. He was not wanting to do that. But then he talked to Alish, the journalist who was doing it, and he kind of got him feeling comfortable about it. It's like awkward. To him, it's like, this is my thing. Like, it was my picture. He was a baby when it happened. You know, most of his life, when people wanted to interview, they just talked to me because he was too little. But now, you know, people want to talk to him more, but he's really just not interested in his social media. He doesn't talk about it at all. He doesn't, like, every once in a while he'll post some picture or something, but not usually. He doesn't post the meme or anything like that.
So having this experience going viral yourself, how does that make you feel towards other people that are going viral and perhaps getting some hate for it or something?
Oh, I feel terrible. Like, Blake, the guy who's Scumbag Steve, you know, he's a really nice guy. I always felt really bad for him because he's like a young dad. He's a really nice guy. And he just, for whatever reason, was wearing, you know, it was when he was younger, you know, it's just like, you're probably feeling cool at the time when you're young. And then it's like, oh, for this picture to be like, and then to be called Scumbag, just like, I just always feel bad for him, like, because there's another side of this. Like, it can be. I mean, what is that like for him getting jobs, you know? Like, I don't know. You have no control over that. It could have easily been one of the other versions that stuck, and then maybe those wouldn't have been as popular or something. I mean, you have no control over going viral. I just hope for people like that they at least get, you know, are able to get a profit or something from it, like, you know, turn that around somehow. Yeah. Like,
you've spoken how memes often have negative connotations to them and that you didn't want that for Sam. Do you wish there was a way that you could have taken it off the internet? And if there was, would you have?
No. I you know, that's funny because when it first happened, I remember seeing a couple of like mom blogs talking about it, and they were like, these are the dangers of posting your children online. It never even occurred to me that we wouldn't be online. I mean, of course, that's just the freaking world, silly to me. And like, I never understood how that could harm him. Like, they always made it seem like people could kidnap him because of his pictures there. Like, how does that, what? I don't even understand how do they know where we are? No, I wouldn't change it for anything because so much good has come from it. And we haven't made a lot of money, but the money we have made, it's always come like when we really needed it, you know? It's like all of a sudden it'd be like, oh my gosh, we're getting this, you know, whatever, even for like a few $100 or like a couple thousand, you know, like we're getting this for something for success. Be like, oh, wow. It's just like out of nowhere. I love it. I love the whole experience.
You mentioned the fundraiser then. Could you tell the story of how that happened, if you don't mind?
Yeah. Well, my husband had kidney disease and was on dialysis. And he'd been on dialysis for 6 years. And his mother and grandfather had died from this. And his mom died while she was on dialysis. And then his uncle had, like, everyone on his mother's side has had it, so it's hereditary. Yeah, so he was on dialysis. He was going to a clinic and getting it, and then for a while he was doing it at home. It was just like being hooked up for like 18 hours a day to this machine to dilate his kidneys. We wanted to get him on the waiting list to get a donor kidney. But in order to do that with the American healthcare system, you have to be able to show that you can pay for the anti-rejection drugs or your body will reject your kidney. And while our government will cover the transplant, they won't pay for the anti-rejection drug. I was like, why don't we just sort of GoFundMe or something? It was like kind of a new thing at the time. And I saw people were doing it for things like that. And I didn't say anything about Success Kit. I wasn't even thinking about Success Kit. After a couple of days, then I posted on my Twitter, if everyone who ever made a Success Kit meme donated a dollar, we could help save his dad's life or something like that. Wired and other publications, you know, like we talked to about Success Kit and stuff, wrote stories about it. And then it just became viral all over again. It was really, I was never expecting that. We raised way over what I was looking for, what we needed. We ended up raising $100,000, which was just phenomenal. He's doing great. That was in 2015. And
how does Sam feel about that? That he, like, his picture was able to help his dad?
He was really happy about it, especially at the time because he was still so little.
Because that's, like, so incredible that, like, he's been able to help his dad in such a big way.
He was just, like, super proud and excited at his picture. Like, local news came here and talked to us, and he just was like, I saved my dad's life. And it was just cute. He was still so young. For us, it's been a very positive experience, but I think people need to remember that memes are people. They're not celebrities even. I mean, celebrities are people too, but I mean, they're not people who chose to be in the spotlight or, you know, it just happened. And people should be a little kinder. And I mean, we've all had horrible pictures that we die if they were made at me. We're very fortunate. I feel very lucky. I mean, we're not rich or anything, but not even close. But it makes me very happy. It makes me happy to see that, and that it makes other people happy. Hey!
Are you ready to find out who the meme of the week champion is?
Ooh, I'm excited.
Maddie thinks it's going to be her. In fact, I think it's going to be Maddie. Okay, let's have a look. So,
right, this blind confidence might come to haunt me.
So, the poll has only been on Instagram for a few hours because I've not been very organised this week. So we only have a few votes. But Anna, you're in third place. You have 3 votes for your timely TikTok meme.
Lovely.
Oh, sorry about that. In second place,
the niche will have its moment 1 week.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like one day I'll hit it, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing about niche.
In second place, is Maddie with the poo joke. Da, da, da.
Youch! Okay, the poo joke didn't quite hit true as far as I thought this week.
You've been wounded. And I, once again, may I add, I'm the winner with the Toby Carvery joke. So bow down the arches.
The immortal queen.
The me queen has arrived.
I am bowing. You're clearly crawling the right places for your memes.
We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast.
And remember to give us a cheeky follow on both Twitter and Instagram at Oops, I'm a Meme Podcast.
Also remember to give a follow to the band that made our excellent theme music. They are Subs Band, which is spelled S-Y-B-S. They're a Welsh pop punk band, so you're getting something a little bit groovy there.
And also to Joachim Reeves for our transition music. You can catch his stuff on his webpage, where he has a personalised domain name, don't you know? www.joachimreeves.com.
Living life in a world of scenes. Set yourself down to make some tea. Think a little while about other folks whose lives now lived as online jokes. One day they awoke to viral fame and never seen the same again. Who's that face upon my screen? Oops.